local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06 FM Talk 106.5. High in the 90s today. Heat indices of 100. More details from Dr. Bill coming up. First, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers just clearing the scene where a pedestrian was struck at Newman between Airport and Yancey and Glen. Also at Airport and Hillcrest, we've got an accident with injuries. At Theodore Dawes and Carroll Plantation, another accident. Watch your speed. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn, and log on to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:09 FM Talk 106.5. Keep your eyes on that traffic situation on Newman Road, but a pedestrian hit this morning. State troopers working to clear that scene now. More details from Kane coming up in just a couple minutes. Good morning. You've made it to Friday.
Yes.
And, all right. Right. When I saw Corey first thing this morning, he's like, man, it's going to be all right. Sean, it's Friday. It's Friday. So that's a good thing. And
little Bobby McFerrin up in here.
We could do that.
Don't worry, be happy.
I think I have that on a 45. Kids, they're used to be this thing called vinyl. It probably came in the middle of a magazine.
Oh yes.
Remember that when you would have the get the 45 that you could tear out like a card out of the middle of a magazine, and it wasn't like real vinyl. It was like lightweight vinyl.
But that couldn't touch the one penny cassettes. Remember that where you could get like 100.
Columbia House.
Yes, late 1980s and 1990s were the gold rush of penny cassettes and CDs. But those are times going by. All right, kids, we'll bring it back up to today. 75 degrees now, heading for a high around 91. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean and Corey. Good morning. News out of our nation's capital this morning as civilian federal workers have been approved for a 1.9% pay raise. The Senate Appropriations, Financial Services, and General Government Subcommittee, they approved the raise for workers as part of their annual appropriations bill. Now, that matches the 1.9% most government employees received last year. Now, while employee unions have applauded the move, you'll recall President Donald Trump, he recommended a pay freeze for 2019. Now, J. David Cox is the president of the American Federation of Government Employees. He says, quote, this modest pay adjustment would help prevent federal employees from falling further behind next year and help federal agencies recruit and retain the high caliber workforce that the public expects and deserves. Here in Alabama, we have more than 53,000 1,000 federal workers, which includes our postal employees. Any changes to federal pay must still, though, make its way through Congress. The president, he does have an option to opt to revise his budget proposal. President has until August the 31st to determine the pay for the following year. That's according to Federal News Radio. Closer to home, the FBI needs your help right now. There is an armed and dangerous felon on the run here in Mobile. 27-year-old Robert Oren Drawn Jr. was indicted by a federal grand jury in April as a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. A federal arrest warrant was issued for him later that same month. Again, they need your help to locate this armed and dangerous convicted felon. If you have information, call FBI, or obviously you can call 911. Your help is greatly appreciated. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 612 FM Talk 106.5. Ethics Commission has now cleared former Attorney General of the state of Alabama and Senator Luther Strange of any ethics questions. This, by the way, as the Drummond Coal case is starting up in Birmingham. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a few. And we'll check in with Corey for sports and News 5 coming up next.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants, tax not included.
Gulf Coast Tools is open in their new location, still in Foley at the Outdoor Center, now facing Highway 59. For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Craig, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The body of a man is found outside a Dollar General store in Milton. Investigators with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office were called to the Dollar General on Highway 90 in East Milton last night. At this time, the Sheriff's Office has not released the person's identity or the cause of death. A man accused of kidnapping and beating his mother is in jail this morning. Witnesses say Jimmy Ray Morrow went to his parents' home in Chinchula yelling and screaming, demanding his guns. His parents refused. That's when deputies say Morrow grabbed his mother, Mary Morrow, by the hair and threw her in a vehicle and took off. The sheriff's office says Morrow later left his mom on the side of the road. Baldwin County Schools will be the first county system in the state to have a school resource officer on every campus when school starts this fall. The school board approved the proposal on Thursday.
It's a collaborative effort amongst a lot of people around our county. But the bottom line is, it's for the safety and security of our children.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered on Ram trucks. Now finance and get a starting MSRP of $27,240 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive dependability. And right now, finance and get a starting MSRP of $27,240 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond, and hurry to your local Ram dealer today. MSRP based on Ram 1500 Tradesman model with MSRP of $32,740. Excludes tax, title, registration, and license fees. Manufacturer's total cash allowance equals $5,500. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Not compatible with lease offers. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/5/18.
It's Larry from Shelby, previously on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Squirrel, you're on the air.
How's the fan club going?
I cannot endorse the Feinbaum fan club.
Are there any perks to being a member of the Feinbaum fan club?
No, none.
Have you ever been a member of any fan club?
I think the Mickey Mouse Club.
Okay, yeah, me either. I've not been a big fan of fan clubs.
He's got an opinion and a microphone. And he's on FM Talk 106.5, the Paul Feinbaum Show, weekdays at 2.
616, FM Talk 106.5, and time to talk sports. Here's Corey LeBounty.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Happy Friday to everyone.
Got
this
that
is your
right.
Mobile Woo-hoo! Morning Sports Report. Is Brooklyn in the house? Well, the NBA draftees were last night as the Barclays Center in Brooklyn hosted the 2018 NBA Draft and saw the Phoenix Suns keep DeAndre Ayton in Arizona as the Wildcat big man went number one overall.
Having my name called to be the first pick for the Phoenix Suns was mind-blowing. I mean, you know, having all that confidence and leading up to that point when I saw Adam Silver came out, I was just waiting for my name, and when he called it, it's just that my mind went blank.
The Sacramento Kings selected power forward Marvin Bagley III from Duke. The Atlanta Hawks picked Luka Doncic from Slovenia, number three, and traded his rights to Dallas for point guard Trae Young from Oklahoma, who was selected fifth. Colin Sexton, the dynamic and explosive freshman point guard from the University of Alabama, was selected eighth by the Cleveland Cavaliers and urged LeBron James to stick around. Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting quarterback Jameis Winston has been suspended by the NFL for 3 games for allegedly violating the NFL's personal conduct policy, groping a female Uber driver in March of 2016. This will mean the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be without their starting quarterback for the first 3 weeks where they face playoff teams, including the New Orleans Saints in week one. In an elimination game in the College World Series, the defending national champion Florida Gators took a bite out of the Texas Tech Red Raiders and eliminated them from the College World Series, winning 9-6. Florida will need to beat Arkansas twice to return to the College World Series Championship Series. Game one of Florida versus Arkansas is tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. on ESPN. The banana-crazy Mississippi State Bulldogs take on Oregon State at 2 o'clock p.m. on ESPN, needing just one win to play for the championship game also. In Major League Baseball action last night, the Cincinnati Reds beat the Chicago Cubs 6-2. The Milwaukee Brewers downed the St. Louis Cardinals 11-3. The Angels over the Blue Jays 8-5. And the Diamondbacks defeated the Pirates 9-3. The Mobile Bay Bears lost a home opener of a 6-game homestand versus the Tennessee Smokies 4-2 last night at the Hank. The Bay Bears will try to get back on the winning side of things tonight, with the first pitch being scheduled for 7:05. In FIFA World Cup soccer action this morning in Russia, Brazil takes on Costa Rica, Nigeria battles Iceland, and Serbia will play Switzerland. Yesterday's action saw Denmark down Australia. It ended in a 1-1 tie. France squeaked by Peru 1-0, and Argentina defeated Croatia 3-0. Also last night at Cottage Hill, the Mobile Hurricanes defeated the Mobile Police Department 46-45 in an exhibition warm-up before the Hurricanes traveled to the Special Olympics Games in Seattle, Washington. And that's a look at your Mobile Morning Sports.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, Why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center accident now at Airport and Hillcrest. That's with injuries. Also, Theodore Dawes and Carroll Plantation and state troopers still wrapping up the accident where a pedestrian was stuck at Newman between Airport, Yancey, and Glenn. Market in the Park is back tomorrow and every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop by Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 623 FM Talk 106.5. And just to add on to Kane's traffic there, so we had the hit and run early in the morning in the wee hours here, I think about an hour, hour and a half ago. The pedestrian hit by a car this morning there at on Newman Road near Yancey and Glenn, and that's near the Dollar General, is what they're saying. If you know where that Dollar General is there, emergency crews have had a section of Newman Road blocked after that pedestrian was hit. I believe that is opening up, and the pedestrian has been being treated at USA Medical Center. All right, 623 FM Talk 106.5, and it's a Friday, by the way, if you check in there. On the, yeah, it's a Friday.
Second day of summer.
That's right, and the first full day. Full day of summer, because yesterday was like the partial. I mean, it started at 5:07. Today will be the first full day of summer. Dr. Bill will talk more about that coming up. Kelly has got headlines right now.
Thank you, Sean and Corey. Good morning, everyone. Good news for a local family as a missing Mobile woman has been located. Mobile police confirm that 40-year-old DeCarla Bonner has been located. This is an update to a story I told you about earlier in the week. Family members had reported that they had not seen her since June the 1st. Her mother reported her missing June 11th. At this hour, these are the only details that police are confirming. Once we get more details, we will bring that to you. News from our nation's capital, which is impacting really the U.S., as all eyes on Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He is now speaking out and explaining his use of the Bible to justify separating immigrant children from their parents at U.S.-Mexico borders as part of the zero-tolerance policy. On Thursday, Sessions spoke to CBN News, and he said, quote, "I just simply said to my Christian friends, you know the United States has laws, and I believe that Paul was clear in Romans that we should try to follow the laws of government of which we are a part." Last week, you'll recall, Sessions caused an uproar when he cited Apostle Paul and Romans 13 and advised people to, quote, "obey the laws of government because God had ordained them for the purpose of order." Now, in the Methodist Church, which the AG is a member of, they pushed back on the stance. Yesterday, Sessions clarified his statement, saying that he did not say, quote, "that religion requires these laws on immigration." And he admitted he did not anticipate the backlash generated by the zero-tolerance immigration policy. Of course, we know that 2,300 children were separated from their parents, and slowly but surely, parents and children are being reunited, a lot of that happening overnight while you were sleeping. And the last quote from Attorney General Sessions, he says, "It has not been good, and the American people do not like the idea that we are separating families. We never really intended to do that. What we intended to do was to make sure that adults who bring children into the country are charged with the crime they have committed." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5. All right, it is it's getting into now officially summer, but summer vacation out there. Mm-hmm. And you can tell me if you think this stat is correct. All right. So they have done a study. They published this here in the, I think it was the New York Post published it? New York Post published this yesterday. It says the average parent This is so good. Average parent only lasts 13 days into the kid's summer vacation before we go bonkers. According to the study, the main reason is you feel a lot of pressure to keep them entertained. Yes. Mm-hmm. According to the new study, yeah, average parent, we don't even make it 2 weeks, y'all. 13 days into our kids' summer breaks before we go,
aah! Right.
And the main reason is, you feel that pressure. 58% of the parents feel like they have to figure out activities for the entire summer. Mm-hmm. And 64% have felt like they let their kid down because they didn't come up with enough good stuff. The top five things they listed here in the New York Post to keep kids occupied in the summer. Wow. They must have deep pockets. Amusement parks, movies, zoo, bowling. And now this one we'll be leaving next week to do, and camping.
Mm-hmm.
Camping's cool. But in between, the kids are mostly just staring at screens. Of course, that's what we're all trying to avoid. But that's the lowest level of water, right? I mean, that's just where the easy... If there's nothing else going on, the kids are staring at the screen
days. You keep your ears open for birthday parties. Who's having a birthday party?
Right. Okay, so while a birthday party in the regular school year is a labor of Hercules for a parent to get the kid there, yeah, summertime birthday, oh, they're swimming, and we just need to drop them off, and that's great. We'll be there.
Yes. But you know what, though? That encourages all of us parents earlier in the year to scout out summer programs.
Scout out.
You like that?
See?
Mm-hmm.
This Boy Scout and Girl Scout talking.
That's right.
That's great stuff.
Silver award winner right there.
Yeah.
But you do. You look for those deals and you talk to other parents because the parents, you know, they have that underground.
That's
they
right.
can let you know, okay, look, if you go over here, they've got two spots, but don't tell nobody.
Right, yes, because you'll be the last ones in. But yeah, and we've already, both of my children have been to a camp already. Mm-hmm. My son's been to soccer camp. My daughter goes to a sleepaway camp.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good, but now... They both already did their camp. I told my wife, I said, we need to do this later in the summer because they both already done camp. And now coming home this weekend and...
Camp clean the house.
Yeah. That's their least favorite camp. We'll talk more about this when we get back.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Major repairs happening to a portion of Airport Boulevard at the I-65 southbound ramp. Those repairs start at 7 o'clock tonight and could result in some big delays and certainly detours. The Alabama Department of Transportation is repairing the concrete bridge deck. The south on-ramp will be closed. There will also be single and double lane closures in the westbound lanes of Airport Boulevard. The work is expected to take 10 days. A deadly crash on the I-10 Bayway backed up traffic for hours Thursday. The initial crash around 8 o'clock yesterday morning started a chain reaction of crashes involving four vehicles. 37-year-old Lori McClendon of Loxley was killed. Florida wildlife officials are awarding $250,000 to five organizations to research new ways to remove invasive lionfish from deepwater habitats. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says $50,000 will go to each group. The contracts run through next June. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in this car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're gonna get hurt. Bill, stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners' commercial and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
President Trump is reaffirming his zero-tolerance policy for people entering the U.S. illegally, saying it must be maintained at the border.
We have to have a very tough policy. Otherwise, you have millions and millions of people pouring into our country. We can't have that. We have no choice.
But emails from Customs and Border Protection sent yesterday morning show that the zero-tolerance policy has been effectively curtailed for now, after the agency told its field offices to suspend referring any parents who cross the border illegally with their children for prosecution.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. Heavy rains in South Texas are forcing people to evacuate their flooded homes. 16 inches of rain have fallen on McAllen since Monday, flooding streets and submerging cars. High winds and hot temperatures are raising the fire danger in southwestern Colorado, where a red flag warning will be in effect all day. Winds could strengthen the 416 fire near Durango. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. OPEC will seek agreement today to raise oil production despite opposition from Iran, which has threatened to block the move as it faces export-crippling U.S. sanctions. OPEC's de facto leader, Saudi Arabia, and non-OPEC Russia have said a production increase of about 1 million barrels per day had become a near-consensus proposal for the group and its allies. OPEC meets amid calls from top consumers, the U.S., China, and India, to cool down the price of crude and prevent an oil shortage that would hurt the global economy. ABC, which canceled its Roseanne revival over its star's racist tweet, says it will air a Connor Family sitcom minus Roseanne Barr this fall. ABC ordered 10 episodes of the spinoff after Barr relinquished any creative or financial participation in it, which the network had said was a condition for such a series. Crude oil trading at $66.37 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to moderate gains after stocks closed broadly lower yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stack out deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today: confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, here we go. This, I guess, will be the first full day of summer today, right? We were shorted by 5 hours yesterday.
That's right. First full day, and it's good summertime weather. I should have mostly sunny skies today. There is a slight chance that we could see a thunderstorm this afternoon. But for the most part, plenty of sunshine, and we're going to be up around 92, possibly 93 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight will be partly cloudy. I expect a low of about 75 tomorrow morning. And then for the weekend, it's looking good. Mostly sunny skies for both days. Slight chance of a thunderstorm during the afternoon hours. High tomorrow should be about 93, and the same for Sunday. So a hot weekend, but plenty of sunshine and just a slight chance of a thunderstorm. As we look ahead to the early part of next week, mostly sunny, a few afternoon thunderstorms, and mid-90s for Monday. And then Tuesday, up in the mid-90s again, with a little better chance that we'll see some afternoon thunderstorms. So good summertime forecast all the way through the weekend.
You know, we've talked about this a lot in the past, but I think it's worth bringing up before we get into a weekend. And I don't know if it's going to line up this way for this weekend, but people going to the beach, quite often, if they'll wait a little bit later in the day, they're going to have a better situation. The showers you showed, you know, kind of show up on the coast first thing in the morning, and then that sea breeze line sets up inland. And heck, it could be pouring rain in Daphne and Mobile. It could be gorgeous at Orange Beach and Dolphin Island.
Yeah, that's right. During the nighttime hours, you get that chance of the showers developing out over the water. You actually get a land breeze that moves offshore and then lifts that moist air, and you see the showers in the morning. And then as we get into the hot part of the day, everything turns around the opposite direction. The flow of air is the sea breeze onshore. That helps lift the air and produce the thunderstorms over the land. So that sort of gets to be the summer pattern.
Yeah, if you're trying to time out your beach trip, later is actually better. Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching?
So far, pretty good. There's just some scattered thunderstorms. Cluster right now over the Windward Islands. There's no indication of any development elsewhere. Just some scattered thunderstorms, but nothing in the way of any organization.
All right, good deal, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon for the weekend weather scale.
I'll be ready.
All right. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our updates at 75 now at our studios. By the way, here's an idea. You can let the nice thing is, depending on the time of day, you could have an original Oyster House location that was not in the thunderstorm zone. Hear me out. So if you want to go for like an early lunch, like at 11 o'clock when they open up, I would say Causeway location. Right here, close to me, my location right there on the Mobile Bay Causeway.
I like how you call it my location.
It's mine.
Okay.
Mine. Remember playing that game in the car?
Mine.
You ride for cars and stuff? Mine. You ever play that with it? Like, be a cool monster truck and all the boys are like, mine, mine. Or down at the beach later on at the original Oyster House at the foot of 59 in Gulf Shore. So you could let that sea breeze line move up, and that way you can gauge which location the original Oyster House you go to. Or the nice thing is, they both have roofs and air conditioning, and it doesn't much matter. So go check them out today, tomorrow, sometime this weekend for the best seafood on the Gulf Coast with fantastic views, Little Lagoon down at Gulf Shores, and of course the Mobile Bay Causeway, the Delta, the north end of the bay on the Causeway location, online at originaloysterhouse.com. All right, 6:38, we'll check in with traffic, and also Kelly has her headlines coming up.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Hey, Celeste. Why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on. My AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Theodore Dawes and Carroll Plantation, we've got another accident without injuries. Hallsville and Rangeline, that's one without injuries, and they're clearing up one at Airport and Hillcrest. We'll have radar out all weekend starting this morning, so keep that in mind along the interstate. Car Doctors move to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left with new and used golf cars from Yamaha and other brands. And they also have the street-legal carts from Star. Gas or electric, it's Car Doctor, 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
642 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean and Corey. Good morning. Now, this story here, it's not a sexy story, but it'll impact you because you like your electricity, right?
Well, yes, I like electricity. I'm a fan. Yes, I'm a fan of the electricity.
So this is a two-pronged situation for Alabama Power. They are requesting the State Public Service Commission to dismiss a challenge to their fees for their residential solar customers, but they're also proposing to increase the amount of those fees from $5 per kilowatt to $5.42 per kilowatt.
So this is what they charge y'all. We talked about this yesterday. This is what they charge y'all for having a solar panel.
Mm-hmm. So the complaint says that these fixed charges are, quote, unreasonable, unjust, discriminatory, contrary to the public interest, and otherwise unlawful for customers who generate their own electricity through solar power, through solar panels. This was filed back in April by the Southern Environmental Law Center. Alabama Power is pushing back, though, saying the fees were enacted in 2013 and they had not yet been challenged, and that the PSC has exclusive authority over electricity rates in Alabama. Spokesperson for Alabama Power says, quote, both federal and Alabama law recognizes the appropriateness of charges for backup power service, and no one objected to them when they were filed more than 5 years ago. So an average rooftop residential solar array is about 5 kilowatts in size, and an Alabama Power customer with an array that size would pay a fixed fee of $27.10 every month, which comes out to be $325 and some change each year. Alabama Power says the fees are needed to cover costs associated with having backup power available for those customers when their panels are not generating electricity. As of right now, Alabama Power says just 44 customers are paying the fixed fee, which is called the capacity reservation charge, out of their 1.2 million residential customers. 45 customers had residential solar arrays installed before the fees were enacted, so they don't have to pay that charge. And an update to that recent stabbing at Callahan's Irish Social Club. We now know the victim's condition has greatly improved. That's according to Mobile Police Chief. A 43-year-old man was charged in that repeated stabbing earlier this week. It's unbelievable. This is in the Oakley District here in Mobile. Robert Jason Chapman charged with assault first after being accused of stabbing a 65-year-old man in the neck, the shoulder, and chest. That's according to witnesses at the bar who have spoken out to the media. The victim has not been publicly identified, but is a well-known regular at the bar. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And how unusual. I've been familiar with that establishment for a decade and a half or so, and that is the last, watering hole where I thought violence would ever break out. I mean, I've never even seen a fight in there or fisticuffs or anything.
We live not too far from there, so we drive by there. Right. I mean, it's always a good time, always a fun time. I've been there, eaten there, great hamburgers.
Yes.
That's very troubling.
It's strange, and it'd be the first place there's ever been that where there's a picture of me on the wall and there's violence breaking out.
Your picture's on the wall there?
Two of them in there.
Oh, it is on.
It's scavenger hunt. Go find those this weekend.
If they come up missing, I did not take them.
Yeah, that's why they haven't screwed to the walls. All right, 6:45. We're coming right back. My friend Austin Key from Aero Exterminators in studio. And we're talking about bugs, as always. You're not talking about bugs, but one of the bugs that dominates most conversations for folks here is that of termites. And that's a big deal for us down here.
Yeah, the Formosan swarm, it definitely gets people's attention. You know, it's always, like I said, around Mother's Day. We're getting to that tail end of it, but we're still getting calls with people seeing them still.
How do y'all tackle that? How do y'all, when you come out and you set up a program to keep the termites out, how do y'all do that?
Well, you know, it's tough to keep that swarmer out because it's going to come through 1/64 of an inch. So the swarmers can get in the house. It's just a matter of how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them to actually determine whether you're having a problem.
Okay, so just because I saw some out by the streetlight doesn't mean I have them.
That does not. That just means they're somewhere nearby and they're swarming out. You know, if you call me and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub, or there's thousands of them in my kitchen or in a particular room, then that would lead to a potential problem, and we'll definitely need to get on that one sooner than later.
All right, if we want to get y'all to come out and check it out, tell us how to get in touch.
You can reach us at 888-GO-AERO or aeroexterminators.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The body of a man is found outside a Dollar General store in Milton. Investigators with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office were called to the Dollar General on Highway 90 in East Milton last night. At this time, the Sheriff's Office has not released the person's identity or the cause of death. A man accused of kidnapping and beating his mother is in jail this morning. Witnesses say Jimmy Ray Morrow went to his parents' home in Chunchula, yelling and screaming, demanding his guns. His parents refused. That's when deputies say Morrow grabbed his mother, Mary Morrow, by the hair and threw her in a vehicle and took off. The Sheriff's Office says Morrow later left his mom on the side of the road. Baldwin County Schools will be the first county system in the state to have a school resource officer on every campus when school starts this fall. The school board approved the proposal on Thursday.
It's a collaborative effort amongst a lot of people around our county, but the bottom line is it's for the safety and security of our children.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloni.
Dauphin Island's West End Beach is open and ready for you to come and enjoy the sun, beautiful beaches, and waters of the Gulf. Free movies again this Thursday, Paddington 2, and Friday night, it's Smurfs, The Lost Village. On Sunday at 6:15, Lisa Mills is in concert. Admission is $5 if you're 13 and over, and as always, no glass, pets, or grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. Concert proceeds go to the Little Red Schoolhouse Fund. Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
6:48, FM Talk 106.5. Welcome to your Friday. Good news, it is Friday if you hadn't checked. Time to talk sports. Here's Corey Lebowdy.
Thanks, Sean. Happy Friday to you and Kelly and everyone else in our listening audience.
TGIF, friend.
It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's. Brooklyn was in the house last night. The NBA draftees were at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and it hosted the 2018 NBA Draft and saw the Phoenix Suns keep DeAndre Ayton in Arizona as the Wildcat big man went number one overall.
Okay, well, hold on. I was delayed there and set me up again. Let me try that again for the top.
You're good to go. DeAndre Ayton in Arizona is staying in Phoenix. The Wildcat big man went number one overall.
Having my name called to be the first pick for the Phoenix Suns was mind-blowing. I mean, you know, having all that confidence and leading up to that point when I saw Adam Silver came out, I was just waiting for my name. And when he called it, it's just my mind went blank.
The Sacramento Kings selected power forward Marvin Bagley III from Duke. The Atlanta Hawks picked Luka Doncic from Slovenia, number 3, and traded his rights to Dallas for point guard Trae Young from Oklahoma, who was selected 5th. Colin Sexton, the dynamic and explosive freshman point guard from the University of Alabama, was selected 8th by the Cleveland Cavaliers and urged LeBron James to stick around so they can put in work together. Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting quarterback Jameis Winston has been suspended by the NFL for 3 games for allegedly violating the NFL's personal conduct policy after groping a female Uber driver in March of 2016. The Bucks opened the season facing three straight playoff teams, including the New Orleans Saints in week one. Auburn extended head baseball coaches Butch Thompson's contract through 2024. Coach Thompson just finished the third year of his original five-year deal. He also led Auburn to its best season in over 20 years and helped the Tigers advance to the NCAA Super Regional for the first time since 1999. In an elimination game in the College World Series, the defending national champion Florida Gators took a bite out of the Texas Tech Red Raiders and eliminated them from the College World Series, winning 9-6. Florida will need to beat Arkansas twice to return to the College World Series championship game. Game 1 of Florida versus Arkansas is tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. on ESPN. The Banana Crazy Mississippi State Bulldogs take on Oregon State at 2 o'clock p.m. on ESPN, needing just one win to play for the College World Series championship also. In Major League Baseball action last night, the Reds beat the Cubs 6-2. The Brewers down the Cardinals 11-3. The Angels over the Blue Jays 8-5. And the Diamondbacks defeated the Pirates 9-3. The Mobile Bay Bears lost their home opener in a six-game homestand that started against the Tennessee Smokies 4-2 last night at the Hank. The Bay Bears will try to get back on track tonight as the first pitch is scheduled for 7:05. In FIFA World Cup soccer action this morning, Russia, Brazil takes on Costa Rica, Nigeria battles Iceland, Serbia will play Switzerland. In yesterday's action, Denmark down Australia, France squeaked by Peru, and Argentina defeated Croatia. Last night at Cottage Hill, the Mobile Hurricanes defeated the Mobile Police Department 46-45 in an exhibition warm-up before the Hurricanes traveled to the Special Olympic Games in Seattle, Washington. And that's a look at your Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pinson Subs Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, wrapping up accidents down at Theodore Dawes and Carroll Plantation, Halls Mill and Rangeline, and Airport in Hillcrest. If you're traveling for the 1065 split in downtown, for the tunnels across the Bayway, looks good. The Eastern Shore, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's seven locations.
All right, 655, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, thank you, Sean. One big headline that really the city of Mobile is still talking about, we're talking about trains. As we now know, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, she has opted not to commit state money to help reestablish the Amtrak connection here. Wednesday was the deadline for the governor to decide whether the state would make a $5.3 million pledge over the next 3 years to help restore rail service. The Mobile to New Orleans route was something many had hoped for, but in part the governor said, quote, as we continue to address congestion on our surface transportation systems, both on our highways and rail system, I currently do not plan to provide limited state resources to passenger rail service. We have higher priority opportunities to address congestion on I-10 through the Mobile River Bridge Project, expansion of the Port of Mobile, and numerous highway projects around the state. I am hopeful that one day we may have the luxury of providing financial support for passenger rail service, but now is not the time when we have other challenges which must take priority. Well, the loudest voice we're hearing from this morning, the mayor of Tuscaloosa, Walt Maddox, who happens to be the Democratic candidate running to take Ivey's spot as governor. Mayor says, quote, after exhaustive research and study, Governor Ivey's own appointees to the Southern Rail Commission recommended an investment that would vastly enhance Alabama's tourism industry for decades to come by creating new jobs and revenue for a 21st century economy. This is not about passenger rail versus freight. This is about the past versus the future. This decision continues Governor Ivey's pattern of outdated governing that helps keep Alabama at or near the bottom in everything that matters. And missing this opportunity to position Alabama as the epicenter of passenger rail travel on the Gulf Coast, Governor Ivey proves that Alabama is not on the right track. The election is coming up in November, Sean. Mm-hmm. November 6th, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, no, I got that on the calendar here. Yeah. By the way, too, part of this, and we got into a little bit of this discussion yesterday when Stephen McNair joined us, and a couple things here on the train. Number one, good news is that's not being reported right now. This comes up again next year in 2019. So it could happen again next year. That's good news. It is, of course, matching funds. That's the money talked about here, of course.
That $5.3 million.
Right. Right now, out of the states in play, which would be Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana has funded fully their portion, Mississippi, a portion of it, Alabama, none. Tells me just pragmatically that they're going to get to building, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Alabama could still get in. And also, at least what I've heard, and I'm going to double check it, is that the governor's office didn't get the request from the local representatives for
Stop
that money
it.
For the
They
the
had
district.
One job, right?
You would think. By the way, too, coming up, we'll talk about some delays on Airport Boulevard, other than the normal delay, additional delays on Airport coming your way starting today. It's all straight ahead. Y'all stay close. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings next.